By the time kids get to 11 or 12 years old, they get to this age of awareness and start to build their own character. It's when kids stop being kids anymore. They stop wearing the Kmart clothes that mummy buys for them and they say, "No, I'm not wearing that. This is what I wear now." And in the same way some kids wanted to be skateboarders and others wanted to be metalheads, I wanted to become a full-blown criminal. Mrs. Bobbs did not know the first thing about me. For instance, that I was a chalk and talker, recently suspended for hanging a troublesome student out of a classroom window. She did not know that I was sought by bailiffs, that I was a regular on Deasy's radio quiz show where my winnings were publicly announced each week. She did not know that I was a mess of carnal yearning and remorse, that my small weatherboard house was now legally a fire hazard, its floors and tables crammed with books and papers.
The truth is, I was feeling sorry for myself. I'm used to being broke, and unemployment is more than a nodding acquaintance. I've been left by women I loved and had some pretty fierce toothaches in my time. But somehow none of these things quite compares with the feeling that the world is against you. I started to think of friends I could lean on for some help, but as always happened when I attempted this kind of social audit, I realized that far too many of them were abroad, dead, married to people who disapproved of me, or weren't really my friends now that I came to think of it. I was still sitting there, waiting to die, waiting to fossilize, waiting for the coffee in the kitchen to evolve enough to make a cup of itself and bring it through to me when the phone rang. It was touch and go whether I answered it. It was right on the other side of the room, for Christ's sake. I wasn't geared up for answering the phone. Not this morning. If I had have been, I'd have been dying quietly on the other side of the room, near where the phone is,